Thank you, Jesus. God is good, amen. Soro manch kidingi, shtebere bitchinumbra, ichobor bakshanahi. Thank you, Father. Let's read this scripture before I pray with the tithes and offering. For God so loved the world, John 3:16, that he gave. He loved, he gave. He loved, he gave, he gave, and he loved. He gave his highest gift, his son. Amen. So that whoever believes, we all believe in him, should not perish, but have everlasting life. We do have everlasting life now in our spirit. Let's pray. Thank you, Father, for giving us your Son, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father, we can bring our tithes, acknowledging that all that you have, worshiping you. Thank you, Father, that the seeds that we bring as offerings, that we sow, which shall be multiplied back to us, to each and every one of us, in Jesus' mighty name. Everyone say, amen. Thank you, Father. Before I go into seven most important things in prayer, let me share a very short story, testimony, you can say. I've said this a couple of times, you know. God does use doctors, right? God does use doctors. God can use doctors. And God does use doctors, and he will use doctors to help us. And I've said it a couple of times already, but one Sunday, not too long ago, quite very recent, when I said that again, it just got into somebody's spirit. And when the Holy Spirit took that word and just quickened it into this person's spirit, that's where faith comes. You heard it in the past, it didn't get into your spirit, so there was no faith. You only heard it, and it was only head knowledge. But, you know, it was fine. But the time came, the person heard it, this time went to the person's spirit. That's where faith comes. Amen. Then, not long after, this person, you know, and God knew, this person met up with a specialist, and, you know, they discussed it, and they said, oh, okay, well, it's okay to, you know, then, well, so we're going to combine, for some kind of treatment. And God knew, not long after that, they will meet this specialist, so God spoke. Amen. God gave them the faith to actually to work with that specialist to treat a condition. Amen. Praise God. In other words, you know, that's why, I mean, in the past, why didn't God speak? Why didn't God speak to them when they were at home? That's why it's very important you come to church. Amen. Not only just go to church, you go to a church that prays in tongues, a church that flow with the Holy Spirit. And flow with the Holy Spirit has been led by the Holy Spirit. Considering your future, you know, there are three most important things. One is pray in the known tongue. Two, know how to follow the leading of the Holy Spirit. Three, understand that you have authority in the name of Jesus to take authority over every demonic spirit that come against. Amen. So, Joash brought Gideon to see the doctor, and then in the middle of night, you know, the swell was still there. 4 a.m. he sent him to hospital. Right? Praise God. And praise the Lord. Amen. So, three things most important. You pray in the known tongue because what's ahead is unknown, unseen. Amen. You don't pray in tongues, you're going backward. Just like they're going to implement 6G soon, right? And you still go back, and you want to go back to 2G. I mean, you go back to 2G, can your phone receive any signal? You won't, correct? Right? That's why church become meaningless. In church is just go or don't go, no diff lah. I'm telling you here, it make a difference in your life. This church will make a difference in your life. Amen. And it's, you know, it's why is it so? Why didn't God speak to them at home and any other time? And why, you know, in the past when they said it before, said the same thing before, the Holy Spirit didn't take it and impart into their spirit. We don't know what's going on in the realm of the spirit. That's why we pray in unknown tongues. Listen to me very carefully what I'm teaching today. Amen. You want to listen very carefully, even though the content is not new, but you want to pay attention to what I'm saying today. There are seven most important things. Amen. And 2 weeks ago, we touched on three things, right? Three most important things. Pray to the Father in Jesus' name. Secondly, believe you receive when you pray. When you ask, you believe you receive the moment you pray. Thirdly, you forgive when you pray. Amen. The greatest hindrance to your prayer is unforgiveness. And last week I said, no matter who done you wrong, right? I don't care. You grew up with without good father, without good mother, and you cannot see their face. Every time you see their face, it stirs up an emotion. It's bad. You better deal with it. How you deal with it? Close your eyes, look at the person, pray in the own tongues for the person until you are free of that emotion. Amen. Because that person will be fine. It'll kill you. You have unforgiveness, bitterness, and resentment. It'll kill you. Amen. It'll translate into sickness and disease. Thank you, Father. We give you praise. Amen. So the fourth thing is depend on the Holy Spirit in prayer. The fourth most important thing is depend on the Holy Spirit in prayer. But I want you to listen very carefully, even though, it may sound like you heard it before, right? We depend on the Holy Spirit in prayer. Fourth most important thing. Constant reliance on the Holy Spirit. Even though we have prayed, seen result before, every time we pray, we have this attitude, inclination to rely on the Holy Spirit. Amen. Reliance on the Holy Spirit. Depend on the Holy Spirit. Help us in prayer every time, all the time. Let me show you another thing that's very important. I say three things very important concerning your life and your future. First thing is pray in the known tongue. Second is follow the leading of the Holy Spirit, right? So, we just went to Guangzhou, and then after that, we stayed in Hong Kong one night, then after we went to Macau, right? And in Macau, supposed to go and visit the ruin of St. Paul, and I checked the map. Oh, I'm supposed to take a bus from this side. And she just changed it. She said, oh, let's go that way. Let's go that way. Then let's go that direction. And I said, let's go that direction. She said, go that direction, go back to the hotel, then take the shuttle again or something like that. I said, okay. And we turned around, we went the other way. The moment we went the other way, we bumped into one of my students, They traveled, took the train 35 hours from Shenyang all the way to Shenzhen. And that afternoon, the wife just said, let's go over to Macau. And we just bumped into them. There is a purpose. Right? There's a purpose. Right? So we will see. Amen? So it's very important that we learn to flow with the Holy Spirit. You cannot flow with the Holy Spirit or be led, be sensitive and be flow with the Holy Spirit if we don't pray in tongues. Amen? And we pray in tongues is where we completely rely on the Holy Spirit. Depend on the Holy Spirit, help in prayer every time and all the time. Constant reliance. Now, we're talking about depend on the Holy Spirit in prayer. One most important thing is depending on Him to help us. I want to emphasize this word here, to help us, right? And depending on the Holy Spirit, and we cannot depend on the Holy Spirit if you don't speak in tongues. Amen. You cannot be right if you say tongue is not of God. The whole world, for years, millions of people spoke in tongues. Even the Methodist speaks in tongues. If you have been speaking in tongues, you have stopped speaking in tongues, you're going backward. Amen. So, depend on the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit gives utterance in known tongue to pray about mysteries. Amen. Your life is a mystery the moment you leave this place. Amen. And if we depend on Him, why? Because beyond understanding, you cannot understand. Tomorrow, you don't even understand when you walk out what happened. Right now. Amen. All I know is the price is very high. Right? The food prices are high. People are dying on the highway. Amen. The plane got shut down in Azerbaijan. The aircraft been shut down. Right? Praying in tongues addresses unknown beyond our mind's comprehension. Amen? Beyond what your mind can understand. Now, if you don't pray in tongues, I know what happened. When you're in crisis, you're in trouble, then you pray. Right? But if you pray in tongues, we pray before the crisis, before the problem, before any trouble comes our way, we really pray. And we could pray and we avoid. So in Macau, they were amazed. We were amazed. You know, I don't know what was the purpose, you know. And this boy and the wife, he brought his mother to Macau. It took a train 35 hours. I don't know, you know, right? Thank you, Jesus. You don't pray in tongues. You know how those people who don't, those churches don't pray in tongues? Every time I hear stories, last in the past, testimony, I'm in trouble. Oh, pray. When you're in crisis, then you pray. Sometimes it's too late, okay? The plane crashed already. You understand? No? Huh? You don't pray in tongues, that death comes your way before you. What you do? Too late, you cannot pray. Right now? Huh? Now, we pray in tongues, we pray beyond what can pray before the crisis, before the problem, before the trouble comes our way. I mean, you got children study overseas, how you watch over them? Every day you worry and call, are you okay today? What's the use? Right? How you watch? You watch in your spirit, you flow with the Holy Spirit prompts you to pray. You don't know what you are praying. Only way to pray for your children overseas is pray in the known tongues. No other way to pray. Amen. That's why Holy Spirit help us to pray beyond understanding. Address unknown beyond our mind's comprehension. Right? Now let's go into it. 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 2. For he that speaks in the known tongue. Prayer is speaking to God. Praying in the known tongue. It's not yelling at God. Ha ya ya ya. Hu ya ya. Ye ye. And they stamp their feet. They roll on the floor. Hello. As if God is deaf. You know, you need to shout. He who speaks. Amen. He who speaks in a known tongue, speak not to man because nobody understands, but to God because no one understands, including the devil doesn't understand. Howbeit in the spirit, when you pray in a known tongue, you pray in the spirit. To be effective, you pray in the spirit. Pray by the Holy Spirit. Pray in the spirit means pray by the Holy Spirit. You speak mysteries to God. No, to God it's not a mystery. To us it's a mystery. God sees from the beginning to the end. He sees. That's why I pray concerning, you know, the future. Your future. He sees. He knows. He had me pray. See, now, I don't know. I'm praying concerning the mysteries of your future. The mystery of your children's future. Nothing happens fine. If there's a crisis waiting for your children, you're nothing but you cry, man. Right? Huh? Praise the Lord. So the Holy Spirit help us to pray for the unknown, the mysteries. Tomorrow is a mystery. Yours and your family future are a mystery. Your career path is a mystery. Hello. Amen. When was it? First time I told you. Get out of the foreign bank. Huh? Many years. When did it happen? 2 years ago. Many years ago, it was a mystery, but I picked it up. And how do I pick it up? I combine both, just like medicine, you know. You combine the power of God plus medicine. So, career, I read what's going on in the world, and from my spirit, I combine both. I told him, get out of the foreign bank. Amen. You don't wait until you're retrenched, then you're get him, huh? Amen. All right. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. You know, Chloe was just telling me, you see, Uncle Kwong, I get all the distinction and high distinction. I finished already, all my assignment. I said, everybody finished? No, some of them didn't finish. She and her friend finished ahead of time. Right now. Why? Because that's God's plan. It was a mystery. Amen. It was a mystery. But you prayed. And pray her into step into the mystery. That's what the Lord wants me to pray for you this morning. Okay? Concerning the mystery of your future. Right? So your career path is a mystery. Your children's future is a mystery. All these are mysteries to you, but not to God. These mysteries are all beyond the understanding of your mind. You cannot imagine with your mind. You cannot. So that's why you pray. You don't pray in your own tongue. You only pray what your mind can imagine. Amen. Not. When a crisis comes, your trouble comes your way, one of your loved ones is dying, then you pray. It's too late, man. Amen. However, God sees and knows all the mysteries. There's no surprise with God, the Father, because He sees and knows the future. The Father sees everything before it happens. So the Holy Spirit gives us the utterance in the known tongue to speak to God concerning all mysteries. If we do not pray in the known tongue, the most of the time they are unknown. There are unknowns or mysteries that will not be prayed. If you don't pray in the known tongues, there will be many mysteries concerning your life will not be prayed. Amen. Mysteries, there's no other way to pray because it's beyond your understanding. Amen. Let me just remind you, your brain's only functioning 10%. Adam's brain, 100%. Your brain only 10% operating only. That means 90% of your brain is useless. So don't be proud about you, so smart you are. Only 10% of your brain is operating. When you get to heaven, Adam say, look. If we pray in an unknown tongue most of the time, yeah, it's foolish. Unknown tongue is foolish. It's foolish to those who think they are so smart, you know. It's foolish. I'm going to tell you something. The scriptures say He will take the foolish things to confound the wise. Amen. So you come before God, what you do? Be a fool. Anything God says, simply, you know, be open and accept what God says. Amen. Many times God can speak to others, right? I mean, Macau, we were amazed. And it's so big. So many people are bummed to you. I didn't see that. The wives saw us. So if we pray in our own tongue, most of the time we pray based on what? If we pray with known language, most of the time we pray based on what our mind can see, know, and conceive. Our mind and our minds are limited. Amen. 1 Corinthians 14, verse 14, verse 15. Now, we depend on the Holy Spirit. Now, this is, right, for if I pray in my own tongue, my spirit prays, but my understanding is unfruitful. Of course, like, it's gibberish. It sounds foolish because to your mind, but it's not to God, not to the Holy Spirit. Amen. My spirit is praying with the help of the Holy Spirit. We can see it in the Amplified Version. Right, but let's read 15 verse. 1 Corinthians 14, verse 15. What is the conclusion? I will pray with the Spirit. Now, 1 Corinthians 14, verse 2 says, if you speak in the known tongue, in the Spirit we speak mystery. So, praying in the known tongue is praying in the Spirit. And I will pray with the Spirit. I will pray with understanding also. I will sing the Spirit, and I will sing with understanding. Now, Amplified Version, this is clearer. For if I pray in a known tongue, my spirit, by the Holy Spirit, pray. How? He give me the utterance. Utterance in unknown tongue. Utterance that cannot be articulated. Amen. If I pray in a known tongue, my spirit is not your head. Not your mind, not your emotion, it's your spirit praying. Of course, your mind struggle with it. Because there's two things going on. Your spirit is praying, your mind is struggling. Don't yield to your mind. No point praying. Of course, your mind will say, no use praying because your mind struggle. Your mind doesn't understand. See, no? Because your mind doesn't understand. But your spirit is praying by the Holy Spirit because the Holy Spirit gives you your spirit the utterance. That cannot be articulated. It's an cannot be articulated in no language. Amen. My spirit is praying. Every time you pray in your own tongue this morning, you pray in your own tongue. My spirit was praying by the Holy Spirit. I don't know why I want to pray for them, but I just more inclined. Wrong. And I had the inclination. What am I praying for? What am I praying for you? How do I know? I'm very certain I pray concerning your future. Right? Yeah, stepping into it. Next year is a new phase. Amen. Praise the Lord. The moment we lay hands, right, I'll know. Right? And many times like that, there's a ministry of laying our hands. Hebrews chapter 6. The moment you touch, you know what is it. You know what to pray. You know what to pray about. You know whether there's demonic spirit involved. Amen. So, but my mind is unproductive. It bears no fruit and helps nobody. That means, you know, you pray with understanding, it bears no fruit most of the time. Right or not? Eh? For if I pray in the known tongue, my spirit by the Holy Spirit pray within me, pray, but my mind is unproductive, it bears no fruit and helps nobody. right? If you pray most of the time with your mind, 95%, maybe 99% is unproductive, bears no fruit. See that? Then what do you do? Waste time, waste the prayer time. Let's come together, pray whole night, pray in non-tongue. I don't join no kind of prayer. Right? So when I pray in a known tongue, this is how the Holy Spirit helps me. Depending on the Holy Spirit in prayer, one of the most important things is depending on the Holy Spirit in prayer. How? I pray in a known tongue, I'm praying by the Holy Spirit. How? He gives me the utterance to speak to God concerning what is coming ahead. Mysteries. It can be problem, it can be trouble, it can be crisis, it can be death. But it can be something good that's coming ahead, but the devil is blocking your path. Amen. How do you pray? You depend on the Holy Spirit to help you. How? You pray in unknown tongues. Because you don't know how to pray concerning the future. What is ahead of you? That's beyond your understanding. Amen. So praying in unknown tongues is speaking to God. We speak to God concerning mysteries. Mysteries will be revealed. Right? This form of prayer addresses mysteries known to the human mind, but it will be revealed. Amen. When we pray in the known tongue, one speaks directly to God, not to men. Amen. And we pray in the known tongue, we are praying in the Spirit. That means our spirit is praying by the Holy Spirit. The Spirit prays, but the understanding remains unfruitful. Amen. Thank you, Lord. It is my spirit praying by the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit gives me utterance in the known tongue to speak to the Father concerning the mysteries of your loved ones and your life. We need to pray in known tongues and with understanding. So if we do not pray in the known tongues, you will be disadvantaged because the devil is unseen and his schemes against you are unknown to the natural understanding. Amen. You don't know what the devil has planned for you. You don't pray in the known tongues. How are you going to pray? Because you cannot pray because you cannot see what the devil is trying to do in your life. Amen. The devil can be stirring someone against you, and yet you do not see and know. Devil stir up your colleague against you? Can devil stir up the colleagues, against your promotion? And that's where we take authority. Amen. But the Heavenly Father can see, and He knows what you must do to preempt the schemes arrayed against you and your career. Sometimes it's time to get out. I mean, for example, time to get out of the foreign bank. He doesn't want to get out. He's stuck there. He can stay there. He paid the price. Very simple. For me, I just move on. Correct? Amen. That's why I don't hold back. I send something, I'll tell you. Right? Because I don't want to be responsible. Right? You get what I'm saying? You get in trouble, I don't want to be responsible. Right on. Thank you, Father. So if I send to call you up to pray for you, I don't care you're not happy. I'll call you up and pray for you. Right? Huh? I don't care you're not happy. I will call you up. If the Holy Spirit help me call you up to pray, I'll pray. Amen? I'll call you up to pray. Advantages of praying in tongues. Right? Addressing the unknown. Pray for mystery beyond understanding. And there's a spiritual warfare going on in the realm of the Spirit. Right, align prayers with God's will and knowledge. When we pray in our own tongue, we are praying. Our prayer is aligned with the will of God. Amen. And knowledge. Amen. And pray in our own tongues, right? The advantage is there will be divine guidance, right? To help us combat unseen spiritual forces and schemes. Because we don't see these spiritual forces, pray in our own tongue. We will sense it. Once you sense it, that's why you need to take authority against it. Either that or you follow the leading. Amen. People who avoided accidents, tragedies, because they follow the leading. But their instructors, Bible school instructors, don't follow their leading, they lost everything. They didn't lose their life, but they lost everything, Praise God. Thank you, Father. Amen. And their stories, there were at least two stories. Brother Higgin told two stories. This man follow the leading Holy Spirit with nothing, became multi-millionaires. And this guy, before he invests, he'll lock himself up 3 days in the room and pray. Right? When people say don't invest, the Holy Spirit tell him invest. Down the road, right, he'll turn into multi-million dollars. When When people say invest, the Holy Spirit tells him don't invest. Amen. And he spent 3 days, 4 days in the praying to receive divine guidance. Right? Now, God is not against you by becoming a millionaire. God is against you being covetous. So don't covet after the millions. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. The Holy Spirit's role in prayer. It helps in our weakness, intercedes and supplicates. Help us to intercede and supplicate. And it helps us our prayer to align with God's will. He assists us when we don't know how to pray. Help us in our weakness. He helps us to intercede and supplicate. It makes intercession, supplication with groaning that cannot be uttered. That cannot be uttered. Right? He ensures prayer according to God's will. That's his role, the role of the Holy Spirit. Amen. But today I want to pay attention to this word. Right? Uttered. Groaning that cannot be uttered. Right? That's how he helps us. Romans chapter 8, verse 26. Likewise, the Holy Spirit help us in our weakness. If you don't depend on him, if you don't know how to depend on him, he cannot help you. Oh, help me, Lord. You don't pray in tongues, he cannot help you. Understand? That doesn't mean you cry out for help, he can help you. Amen. There are people who cry out to God, oh, they die of their sickness and disease because they don't listen to what the doctor told them to do. Amen. And don't listen to advise you not to go and see a doctor. Amen. Likewise, the Spirit helps out in our weakness. Now, in this context, he talks about weakness in prayer. Amen. That means, do you need the Holy Spirit to help you? If you need, that means you are depending on him. How are you going to depend on him? For we do not know what we should pray for as we ought. There are two kinds of, two aspects. We know this issue needs prayer, but we do not know how we ought to pray. But there are things you don't even know that you need to pray. Oh, you're so happy. Oh, your children so fine. You don't even know that there are areas they need your prayer. You don't even know. So there are two things, two aspects. One, I know I need to pray for you, but I do not know I ought to pray. Another thing is, I totally don't know at all that you need prayer. You need my prayer. So sometimes, you know what I do? I purposely turn my prayer to you, to the church. Oh God, I'm praying for the church now. Who is it? Then I think like those people I know one, I'll pray lah. Their situation, they tell me their situation, I pray. If people don't tell me that, I didn't know that his son is in hospital. At 4 a.m. send his son to hospital because he didn't send me a message. Right now. Amen. So there are three things. We know exactly what to pray. Now, let's be more specific. For example, I know my needs. That one very easy, right? But sometimes you know you need prayer. I need prayer. I do not know how I ought to pray. Second. Thirdly, completely don't know. I don't know why I need to pray for myself or for you, right? So there are three aspects, three areas. One, if you got no money, you know you need money. What? Correct? You got no food, you know you need food. You are sick, you know you need to get healed. Correct? Very specific. But second aspect, I know you need prayer. I'm many like that, praying for you like this. I know you need prayer, but I do not know how I ought to pray for you. But thirdly, I don't know at all. Right now, if I don't see you today and talk to you today, I don't know. But once I pray for you, I knew. Once I lay hands on you, I knew what to pray for you. Else, I really don't know. Right? And many times, for example, your children at home, I don't know how to pray for them. Right? I totally don't know. Amen? Now, for we do not know what we should pray for as we ought, but the Holy Spirit makes intercession and supplication for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. According to a Greek scholar, he said, cannot be uttered means cannot be uttered with articulate speech. Groaning which cannot be uttered with articulate speech. They are groaning burdens. How about burdens? Cannot be uttered with, cannot be prayed with articulate speech. Then how is the Holy Spirit going to help you to pray? There's no other way except unknown tongues. Hello. Let me just go slow and camp at this point. This is the point that the Holy Spirit wants to get across. Right? The Holy Spirit help us in our weakness. This weakness talk about, for we do not know what we should pray. What is this weakness? It's not sickness. Now, the King James said, help our infirmities. Infirmity, most of the time, is not referring to sickness. Only one or two scriptures depend on context, right? This weakness is referring to prayer. The weakness in prayer. That means you are weak in prayer? No. This weakness in prayer is we do not know how we ought to pray. Amen. Because there was groaning or there was a burden put there by the Holy Spirit, which cannot be uttered with articulate speech. If it cannot be uttered with your known language or native language, if you don't pray in unknown tongue, you reject a known tongue, how are you going to pray? Amen. The Holy Spirit can birth the burden in your heart to pray for your children because they're going to die, you know, but you don't know how to pray because you reject unknown tongues. The word uttered means uttered in articulate speech, cannot be uttered in articulate speech. This scripture is saying. In other words, we depend on the Holy Spirit to help us. But if you don't pray in the known tongues, you cannot uttered in articulate speech to pray for this groaning of burden. You sense a burden to pray for somebody. You sense death over your family members. How are you going to pray? Hello? You know what you should do? Humble yourself and just say, Lord, I'm sorry, I'm wrong. Okay? Now, the fourth most important thing in prayer is a dependence on the Holy Spirit. We depend on Him to help us. And He helps us to pray, especially concerning. Now, it may not be a groaning, may not be a burden, but it's still unknown. Sometimes your career, you know, in front of you, you don't know what who throws what against you. It's unknown, and many times you don't sense the burden, okay? Especially in this church, you know why? We pray in unknown tongues. In other words, before your colleague throws something against you, we already prayed already. Amen? Can you imagine we don't speak in tongues? Oh, we don't speak in tongues in the church. Privately, who says so? They misinterpret the scripture in 1 Corinthians 14. Okay? Who say we cannot speak in tongues in church? 1 Corinthians 14, he who speaks in unknown tongues speaks to God. Who say we cannot speak to God in church? Who say we all of us cannot want at the same time speak to God in tongues? Hello? Who say we cannot speak in tongues in church? You are saying we're in church, we all cannot speak to God at the same time. Right? They misinterpreted because there are three kinds of unknown tongues. No, there are three usage of unknown tongues. There are three categories of unknown tongues for three usages or three purposes. They misunderstood some of the scripture in 1 Corinthians. Just one scripture enough to wipe them out. Okay? No, cannot speak in tongues in church. Yeah, you're saying I cannot speak to God in church. Ah. He who speaks in unknown tongues speak to God. What? Correct? No? In the spirit, I speak mysteries. Right? In the church, is the best time to speak because when the Spirit of God is moving, it's easier to pray, easier to speak to God concerning the mystery that's ahead. Amen? No? That's coming your way, coming my way. Hello? Tell you something else. I don't just go on holiday. I listen to my spirit whether I should go on. I always do that. I always listen to my spirit. That's to avoid. Avoid. So that's why Emma said, Pastor, you come to Shanghai, the moment you leave, the weather turn bad. But when you come in, the weather will be fine. You know, we left Seoul. We went to Seoul in November, right? After we left, man, they had first thing they had the Seoul was big snow. Then after that, they had that issue. Thank you, Father. We give you praise. So, Romans chapter 8, verse 26 includes praying with tongues because according to the late Dr. P.C. Nelson, the Greek translation reads, the Spirit Himself make intercession or supplication for us with groaning that cannot be uttered in articulate speech. Articulate speech means your regular kind of speech. Speaking with tongue is not your regular kind of speech. Speech in your native language is not speech in your native language. In this verse includes groaning and speaking and praying with other tongues. groanings and burden. And this groaning is birthed by the Holy Spirit. You know, last time the charismatic church, wow, man, they teach you how to groan. Don't waste your time going to kind of prayer meeting. They teach you how to groan. No, the groaning and the burden is placed there, birthed by the Holy Spirit. I mean, the Holy Spirit birthed a groaning in you. You ignore, you're asking for trouble. Amen. The last thing you want to do is disobey. Ignore the Holy Spirit, disobey Him. Because you may pay the price. Are you going to pay the price? The question is how big the price is. Speaking in tongues is not only an initial sign or evidence of the Holy Spirit's indwelling, but a continual experience for the rest of one's life. That means you have to continue to speak for the rest of your life. Speaking in tongues assists one in the worship of God. Howard Carter, the one who started First Pentecostal Bible School in England, once said that praying in the Spirit is a flowing stream that should not dry up, but will enrich your life spiritually. In order for it not to dry up, you must continue to pray in tongues every day. Paul talks about the Holy Spirit help us in our prayer life in this verse. Likewise, the Holy Spirit helps in our weakness. He was talking about prayer because it's also said in Romans chapter 8, verse 26, that we know not for what we should pray for as we ought, right? For we do not know what we should pray for as we ought. So the subject on this verse is prayer, and Paul talks about Spirit helping us in prayer. If praying in tongues is not for us today, this one help, this aspect of the Holy Spirit helping us, would be denied to us. The devil has denied many churches, and there are some who have spoken in tongues in the past. They stopped and they got into the wrong teaching, say, oh no, speaking in tongues is not for us today. Some prayer cannot be uttered in articulate speech. If praying in tongues is not for us, then these prayers cannot be prayed because they cannot be prayed in your native language. Because of those groanings, burdens, the mysteries of your future, amen, the problems that are going to come up along the way, the crisis, the trouble that come up your way, you cannot pray because it has not happened to you yet. Now, this is especially young people, young adults, and below. Well, you are 50, 60, 70, 80, I don't know. 70, you die, go to heaven, right? Romans chapter 8, verse 27. Now he who searches the heart knows what the mind of the Spirit, because he makes intercession or supplication for the saint according to the will. So when we pray in the known tongue, he help us to pray in accordance to God's will, your mind. Many times you utter things, talk about things, you pray, a lot of things may not be the will of God. Right? That's when it becomes unfruitful, especially. Thank you, Jesus. Some historical context of speaking in tongues, the day of Pentecost, right? Believers filled with the Holy Spirit spoke in tongues. Cornelius' house. Gentiles received the Holy Spirit and spoke in tongues. And through Paul's teaching, Apostle Paul discussed praying in tongues in his letters. Let's look at these three examples. Acts chapter 2, verse 4. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit. All. 120 of them in the upper room. And begin, when you're filled, they use the word baptized with the Holy Spirit and filled with the Holy Spirit interchangeably. Amen. And began, when they were filled or baptized with the Holy Spirit, they began to speak in tongues. When you're baptized with the Holy Spirit, you must speak in tongues. You must have the evidence of speaking in tongues. And because the Holy Spirit is giving us the utterance. Not in articulate speech. In speech that cannot be understood. Amen. This utterance cannot be understood. It is not articulate speech in our known language. If the Holy Spirit gives us the utterance, He is helping us to pray. He is helping us to worship. Amen. He's helping us to pray. He's giving us the utterance. That's how He helps us to pray. If you don't pray in your own tongues, He cannot help you. Amen. He cannot help you. And He helps you by giving you the utterance that cannot be spoken in articulate speech. Amen. That's why it sounds foolish. I'd rather be a fool, you know, before God than get into trouble when it comes. Right? I mean, in the Old Testament, you know how foolish King David was? He ripped off everything, his king's robe when he danced before the Lord. His wife despised him. Yeah, in the modern days like that. Those churches despise you because you speak in tongues. Right? Amen. Acts chapter 10, verse 44. While Peter was still speaking these words, the Holy Spirit fell upon Cornelius and everyone who was in the house. All those who heard the word, Holy Spirit fell upon them, and see what happened. Acts chapter 10, verse 45. Those of the circumcision, the Jews, who believed were astonished, as many came with Peter, because the gift of the Holy Spirit fell upon them, has been poured out upon the Gentiles. Amen. And what happened? Verse 26. When the Holy Spirit fell, the gift was given, they heard them. The Jews heard this Gentile spoke in tongues. And what did they do? They magnified God. When your problem is big, you speak in tongues and magnify God, then your problem becomes small. Amen. Else, psychology will talk about your problem. Oh, problem, this medicine will do this. You magnify the medicine instead of magnifying God, the healer. I'm not saying don't take the medicine. Take the medicine, don't magnify it. Whoa, I research, you know, ChatGPT, Herb, Perplexity, oh, wow, man, this medicine, what you do, wow, man, all the chemical terms, you know more than what the Bible is saying about healing. Huh? So, for they heard them speak with tongues, and they magnify God. When they magnify God, what happens? All other problems become so small, because God becomes magnifier. Amen. And you know how they magnify God? They spoke in tongues. Amen. Therefore, speaking with tongues help us to magnify God, and the Holy Spirit is available to help us magnify God in our prayer life. The Holy Spirit helps us, but it does not mean He is doing the praying. We are to pray with unknown tongues. The Holy Spirit is just to help. And the Holy Spirit helps us by giving us the utterance, or utterance not in articulate speech. Some scriptures say the Holy Spirit pray on our behalf. That's wrong. The Holy Spirit don't do our praying. We are to pray, He is to help us. If the Holy Spirit is doing the praying, then He is responsible for our prayer life. No, you are responsible for your own prayer life. The church is responsible for the prayer of the church praying for you. Holy Spirit, help us to pray. We can depend on Him to help us. And we must depend on the Holy Spirit to help us to magnify God, to pray concerning the unknown, unseen. Some needs and situation may arise in our lives that make praying difficult because we don't know how to pray as we ought. You guarantee you'll come across this in life. There will be things, situations, needs arise in your life that make praying difficult because you don't pray in the known tongue. Because you don't know how you ought to pray. That's when we need the Holy Spirit to help. Amen. So, benefits of praying in the known tongue. It magnifies God. Speaking in tongue helps magnify and worship God. Address mysteries. Pray for unknown situations and future events. And it's also a form for spiritual protection. It helps combat unseen spiritual forces. Why? Because when you pray in your own tongue, the power of the Holy Ghost has been released. And you don't even know that there are spiritual forces been dealt with already. And you don't even know. If you know, right, when you pray in your own tongue, the Holy Spirit shows you there are demonic forces. You better switch from praying in your own tongue to taking authority. Use the authority. Use the name of Jesus. I mean, if the Holy Spirit shows you there are demonic spirits, they're blocking your way or kind of cause some problem, don't pray in tongues. Don't pray in tongues when the Holy Spirit shows you there is a demonic spirit interfering, blocking, going to cause problem. You understand what I'm saying? You have to switch from praying in your own tongue to use your authority. Command the evil spirit to stop and to leave. Stop causing any other problem. Then you switch back to praying in your own tongue. Pray in the known tongue, they show you there's demonic spirit involved. Switch to use your authority, deal with demonic spirit, go back to pray in the known tongues until you sense it's okay. Amen? Until you felt that it's okay. Right? Or sometimes you felt that the burden is lifted. That's how Brother Hagin pray people out of death. Pray till the burden is lifted. Amen. You help us to combat unseen forces. So when to pray in tongues? Uncertain situation when you don't know what to pray for, especially for others. There's a warfare going on when combating unseen spiritual forces or schemes. Thirdly, seeking guidance. Right? Oh Lord, show me which way to go after you stop. No, you need to pray in your own tongue. It's not the Heavenly Father who doesn't want to show you. Between earth and the third heaven, there's a first and second heaven that they're full of demonic spirit. You don't know what's going on there. Amen. There is a war going on there, right? And it's blocking the message from coming through. And sometimes message needs to be brought to you by an angel. Sometimes angels need to go forth to prepare the way for you, right? Pray in own tongue when you don't know what to pray for. Believers can enlist the Spirit of God to help them pray about things without even knowing exactly what their needs are. You don't even know your needs. God knows. But He's having you to pray. Especially in this church, the church is praying. You don't sense any burden. You know, then you're praying with it. You know, in the church, you're praying the Holy Ghost fire service. You praying. You don't even know that you have a need down the road. Amen. I learned something that's very precious from Brother Hagin. 4 a.m., Holy Spirit woke him up to pray. You think he showered? His wife was sleeping. He just prayed quietly. I'll just go look at this. The wife was sleeping beside him. He prayed from 4 to 6 a.m. 4 to 6 a.m., he fell asleep. 10 a.m., the hospital called. You better come and see your mother. Your mother is in coma. She will not come out of coma. 4 to 6 a.m., he prayed, the burden gone already. Do you know a lot of Christian hospital call your hospital and pray, right? Oh, you better pray, mother. You better pray too late, really. You know what? He went there, hospital. You know what he did? He woke his mother up. He didn't pray. He said, Mother! Mother! Not time for you to die yet. Who decides? You. Whether you live or you die, you decide. Amen. Because He argued with Jesus. He said, let my mother live to 80 years old. That happened when the mother was 69 years old. He said, it's not time. Because Jesus said, all right, let her, she'll live to 80. When, even though Jesus told him, your mother will live to 80, he's 69. The hospital say, your mother is dying. Not coming out of coma. What do you do? Still pray. 4 to 6 a.m. because the Holy Spirit burdened him to pray. 4 to 6 a.m., he didn't know who he was praying for. Another thing I learned from him. 4 to 6 a.m., you pray. The burden lifted. You don't know who you're praying for. 10 a.m., your mother in hospital. Nobody else is your mother. Conclusion, just like that. No need any doctorate degree to analyze. You know, very simple. No other problem, only this one. Must be 4 to 6 a.m. praying for my mother. Very simple. Correct? He went to the hospital. He just woke the mother up. He said, Mother. 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 Not time for you to die. Mother woke up. Oh, not time to die. No. She lived till 80. When she lived 80, don't pray. Because Jesus said to live to 80. Amen. Huh? How are you going to pray? 4 to 6 a.m., you're only burdened to pray. You don't know who you're praying. I mean, why didn't God tell him you're praying for your mother? I don't know. I don't know why he didn't tell him. But you argue with Jesus. Jesus says you live to 80, but how come 69 in hospital you must pray? Hello. Hey, when God speaks to you, God says, I'll give you this job, I'll give you a promotion. Don't take it for granted. You better pray, especially if there's a burden. But do you see that or not? These are things you learn through the experience of those who've gone before us. You show me in the scripture that teach you this thing. See that or not? Huh? You will live and not die. Don't need to pray. He deal with Jesus. Let my mother live till 80 years old. Jesus said, you know, it's better for her to come home. She's already blind already. You know. Brother Hagin said, no, you let my mother live till 80. Jesus said, okay. 69, in coma, in hospital, dying. Hospital said she'll never come out of coma. But Holy Spirit burdened him to pray 4 to 6. Why? She already had a word from the Lord Jesus. Jesus said, your mother will live to 80. Why 4 to 6 a.m. when she was 69 years old? You still need to pray from 4 to 6 a.m. See that? No? Follow the Holy Spirit. Don't be too smart. Don't try to be smart with the Holy Spirit. Amen. No? See that? I told you, you learn a lot about prayer in this place, in this church. See that? No? See that? Huh? A word from the Lord. A word from the Lord. But the Holy Spirit burdened him to pray. What do you do? Always follow the leading of the Holy Spirit. I don't care you went up to heaven and you receive a word from Jesus. He told you anything. But on you come back to earth, the Holy Spirit burdened you to pray. You better pray, man. Amen. See that or not? Seeking guidance from the Lord is not just, oh God, which way I should go? Man, I'm telling you, he spoke to you already. You better watch, man. How you watch? You watch in your spirit. He's helping you to watch. Holy Spirit will show you. Eh? And you cannot disregard prayer just because you receive a word from the Lord. See that? Or? You'll be promoted. Burden you pray, you better pray. They show you that demonic spirit, you better take authority. Command the devil to stop it and get out of my way. Bind him. Amen. Else, you know what they throw against you? You want to quit already. Huh? If Brian don't pray in unknown tongue, how you going to... He will say, Jesus, you promised she will live to 80. How come she died today at 69? Jesus told him, how Holy Spirit burden you to pray? Why don't you pray? Why don't you obey him? Is the Holy Spirit Lord, God? He is. I mean, he burdened you to pray. Jesus spoke to you, the spoken word. Holy Spirit burden you to pray. What do? You obey his word, you obey the Holy Spirit. Amen? You obey, you hold fast to the word that Jesus gave it to you. When the Holy Spirit burden you to pray, you better go on knees. Amen? See that now? Now, on this part, I'm not in my notes then. You get what I'm saying? Huh? Now, this is all not in my note. He argued with Jesus. Let my mother live to 80. Jesus told him, okay. But when the mother was in the hospital, Holy Spirit burdened him to pray. 4 to 6 a.m., what are you praying for? He didn't know. He just knew that one of his family members' life is in danger. That's all. How are you going to pray? With your native language? If you are going to wait to see something happens in their lives, then you pray, it can be too late. No, you must begin to pray. Then the Holy Spirit will take hold and begin to help you, giving you the utterance. And God hears us when we pray. When we know there's a problem with our children, we begin praying in tongues. And most of the time, before you get through praying, you will have the answer to the problem in your spirit. That's why after we pray through, now I want you to see another thing. He prayed till the burden was lifted by the hospital call. 6 a.m., the burden lifted. 10 a.m., what do you do? You better know what to do. And this one, the Bible doesn't teach us. Right? We learn from his experience. He went to the hospital, just wake the mother up. A lot of pastors would go, let's pray, go to the hospital. Pastor, please pray. Hello, 4 to 6 a.m., pray, burden lifted, ready. Means what? You got the answer. Don't pray, ready. 4 to 6 a.m., you pray through with unknown tongues because you don't know what you were praying for, what was the problem, who was dying. But when you pray through, that burden lifted, 10 a.m., the hospital call, just go and visit. Amen. This is what I mean by pray by faith, walk by faith, and you will have the grace of God. Amen. Many times, answers are received for loved ones while praying in tongues. Many times. Now, this is a statement by Kenneth Hagin. He said, any time, answers are received, not when the hospital call, you go hospital pray. 4 to 6 a.m., pray in the known tongues, you got the answers already. That's why I told this story many times. Many years back, there's a woman, family in this church. She said, oh my God. I would like to say, hey, you look like little what, man? She'll be in the front on Sunday. I said, man, you look bad. You look bad, man. Then she told me 2 months before she conceived, 2 a.m. in the night, Holy Spirit will burden her to pray. 2 a.m. in the night, she prayed. She prayed for 1 hour and she received the interpretation of her tongue. And the Holy Spirit gave her the interpretation saying, you will conceive a second child. She has not conceived yet. 2 months before. But she prayed out, she will conceive. 2 months later, she conceived. And after that, man, self-aborting. She came to church. Oh, and Monday to Wednesday, no problem. Thursday, weekend, oh, mama. The doctor said, man, the fetus is self-aborting. Do you know what I said to her? I asked her, do you pray through until the burden lifted? She said, yeah, a child will be born and will be fine. Then she's working now, the child, second child. Where did I learn it from? Not from the Bible. I learned from Brother Hagin's experience. I just said this. Huh? That's why it's very important to learn from those who have gone before you. This is not just spiritual. Your CEO, your boss got many years experience. You better learn from them. Right or not? This is how I learned. You show me in the Bible, never teach yourself practical application of this one, of walking by faith. Right? I follow Brother Hagin's example. I just said, look, your child will be born. I said, we're fine. You know why? Because she prayed until burden lifted. But that means she got the answer through praying in the known tongues 2 months before she conceived. And now the fetus was trying to self-abort. I just said, this child will be born. Amen. Hello. My mentor has 70 years of experience in the ministry. Don't try to be smart with your CEO, okay? No matter what, he's a bad CEO, he's still a CEO. You're not even there, you're far from there. Now I look at him, I don't mean him. Right? No matter how much you know, you still cannot compare to the CEO. So it's best to pray in the known tongue when you're praying for someone else, especially if you don't know the problem or need. You can pray in understanding as far as your knowledge goes. And you can plead your case for your loved one with the word of God. After praying in the known tongue, you can plead with understanding. If you knew you should pray because you sensed that a certain person was in need or in trouble, you didn't know what the need was. If you knew you should pray, then depend on the Holy Spirit to help you and pray through. Right? Thank you, Father. Praying in the known tongue is communication with our Father. Amen. Multiple purpose of praying in tongues. One, spiritual edification, it builds you up. Builds up the individual believer spiritually. Addressing unknown. Pray for things beyond your knowledge. We can go for intercession, supplication. Supplication for the saints, intercession for the lost. Helps make supplication for others or intercession. It helps us to worship and magnify God. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah.